The Democratic Republic of Congo Army has successfully thwarted an attempted coup against President Félix Tshisekedi in Kinshasa, the nation's capital, involving both domestic and foreign fighters. Piers Potter, CNT Live London. Brigadier General Sylvain Ekinge, spokesperson for the Democratic Republic of the Congo Army, confirmed on the state-run broadcaster local press that multiple suspects have been apprehended, asserting that the situation is now under control. This development follows a brazen attack on the residence of Vital Kamerhe, the former chief of staff and a close ally of President Tshisekedi, early Sunday morning. Eyewitnesses reported that approximately 20 assailants, donning army uniforms, stormed the premises, triggering an exchange of gunfire. Tragically, two guards and one assailant lost their lives during the assault, as confirmed by Mr. Kamerhe's spokesperson and the Japanese ambassador in their respective statements on social media platform X. Furthermore, the assailants seized control of the Palais de la Nation, the president's office situated in the heavily fortified city center, guarded by the Republican Guard. In response to the escalating situation, Japan's ambassador in Kinshasa issued a cautionary advisory, urging nationals to remain indoors. As of now, President Tshisekedi has not issued a public statement regarding the unfolding events. According to local media reports, the attackers purportedly belong to the New Zaire movement, allegedly affiliated with exiled politician Christian Malonga. The media obtained a video featuring Mr. Malonga delivering a message in Lingala, the local language, expressing dissatisfaction with the current leadership and affiliations. President Tshisekedi secured a second term in the contentious elections held last December, garnering approximately 78% of the vote. However, the electoral process was marred by violence, resulting in the loss of nearly 20 lives. Despite Congo's vast mineral wealth and substantial population, the majority of its citizens continue to grapple with conflict, corruption, and inadequate governance. The eastern region, abundant in natural resources, remains a hotspot of violence, notwithstanding President Tshisekedi's efforts to address the crisis through the imposition of a state of siege, ceasefire agreements, and the deployment of regional troops. Piers Potter, CNT Live London.